Welcome to Kishmish. I'm Shazma.
And I'm Karan. And Shazma, it's great to see you. I'm so happy that we've finally come together to record the first episode of our podcast. This is the intro episode.
Our intro episode.
So do you want to tell us a little about our project and
what has
brought us together?
Kishmish, we've worked together before.
Yes, we have.
Some of you may be familiar with our work on the ethnic vote.
Yes, which was a few years ago, yes.
A few years ago. We're reuniting, trying to do something a little different this time. Karan, you and I have bonded over our love of Hindi cinema, of Bollywood cinema, and all things Indian pop culture.
Yes, Indian, both in South Asia and the diaspora.
And in the diaspora. And yeah. I credit myself for opening that world up.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because I was born in India, I was introduced to the diasporic cinema much later, so absolutely, all credit goes to you.
And I grew up in the West, so I have... I wouldn't say encyclopedic knowledge of
very different lived, very different lived experience.
Very different lived experience, but a lot of weaving in. So what we're trying to do here is basically talk about all of this. We watch a lot of movies. We talk a lot about movies.
Old and new.
Yeah. And we often link it. We just end up in these philosophical discussions about a broader kind of conversation around broader themes in society. Often we talk about patriarchy, and often we talk about sexuality and feminism and all of these sort of, representations of love that we see in these films.
And the evolution of the cinema, right? So this rich tapestry of South Asian cinema, and what we're trying to be is over a cup of nice chai or hot chai, dive into a bit of a deeper conversation and explore Hindi, Bollywood, diasporic cinema for all its facets.
Yes, I mean, it's a rich tapestry of storytelling. And as storytellers ourselves, and as artists ourselves, this is kind of an area we always sort of lean on these stories to sort of learn a little bit more about where we are as a society and learn a little bit about a human experience that we don't get to engage in on a day-to-day, right? Because that's what stories do.
Absolutely. Storytelling is, as we know, such a core to the human experience. There's so much power in stories.
Mm-hmm.
And through this podcast, I think we hope to explore themes and ideas and genres and subgenres.
Yes.
And non-genres and just time periods in Bollywood. So now you see me getting dramatic already, right? Shazza's leaning away.
In true Desi fashion, there's a lot of hand gestures. And
absolutely.
Very animated conversation. Yes, I mean, given both of our backgrounds, we're both Indian ancestry. I grew up, as I said earlier, here in the West.
I was born in India,
But we both kind of, obviously the focus of this is South Asian cinema, right? But we both grew up with these films in a very kind of different way, right? I mean, me growing up in the West... Listen, my mom, I have an entire closet full of stacks of VHS tapes.
That's so interesting.
Bollywood movies, both old and new, because, a lot of my diaspora kids might know this, but you would go to the corner shop, which was always owned by some Desi uncle, and in the little storeroom in the back, they would have their little video shop where they would be recording pirated copies of movies, and you could get for a dollar.
And it all started with VHSs and then kind of migrated into this little
DVDs.
Yeah, yes. Before Netflix was sending DVDs by mail, right? Much before that.
Yeah, so anyway, we had stacks and stacks of Bollywood movies, and something would always be on in my house. I don't know if this was the same experience for you, but I kind of grew up on Bollywood films. It sort of raised me. And having grown up in the West, that was kind of the way in which I related to my culture.
Mm-hmm.
Because consuming Western media, obviously you don't see representations of yourself, or the representations you see are unpleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Apu, I grew up with Apu from The Simpsons, right? And everybody knows the Hari Kondabolu film. What's the problem with Apu? If you don't know it, I encourage you to watch it. We've been having this conversation for many, many years. But these were the representations, right? And so it was me sort of merging the two worlds, and my two cultures, and sort of being in this in-between place, but also having a need to connect to my own culture. And my mom obviously was a big part of, my family was a big part of that journey for me.
And I think that's also what we're trying to do, that we're positioning all the films that we'll be watching and talking about in the time that they were made and how relevant they were, if they were relevant or not, and if that relevance kind of transcends into our generation today, right? So that's also something we're trying to do, positioning those films.
Yeah, I mean, some of what we'll do is watch older movies.
Yeah.
We might watch some current
ones as well, and I think speak to that. And I think for me, similar to what you were talking about, your childhood and your growing up experience, my growing up experience as a queer young person in like a small town in North India, like Bollywood was my glamour and my stardom and my Madhuri Dixit and my Sridevi, right? So that's what I grew up watching. So I kind of always saw that as something I would like to emulate because that was the only world that was accessible to me. So I grew up just watching all of those things and those images became my dream world, right?
Yes.
So that's how I consumed it. And I think we kind of share this anecdote I shared with you because we were talking about VCRs and you said you have a VCR. And then I said that I had a VCP.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't know what that is. What is this gramophone type thing you're talking about? No idea.
So the thing is that we had a VCP, which was a video cassette player, and this was before we could afford, or my parents could afford a VCR, which was a video cassette recorder, right? So it was this like little contraption thing, which only played VHS, and then when we had more money, we just kind of sold the VCP and went on to or graduated to a VCR. So I started with a VCP in my house, and like you were saying, we used to have like, because we used to have like winter breaks when we were growing up from school. So every winter, my mom would choose a new filmmaker. So like we would do like Raj Kapoor marathons, get all the VHSs. And then one time I remember we used to do all the, because Pakistani plays were hugely famous in the 80s and the 90s in India. And one winter we just watched all the Pakistani plays. I still remember one play that kind of stays in my head is Bakra Kishton Pe, which is a Pakistani play we watched on VHS, or Dhoop Kinare, there was another one.
Dhoop Kinare was a very, even I have heard of Dhoop Kinare.
So my experience of like Bollywood, South Asian TV, cinema was not just restricted to like films out of Bombay.
Yeah.
So we watched everything growing up. So it was just, that's how I was introduced to the world of
cinema.
This
is an interesting perspective because mine has been very focused on like Bollywood films, Bollywood, like, you know, the typical masala mainstream Bollywood, or the diaspora films. So like American Desi was the one, right? You know, there's a Bendit Like Beckham, East is East, West is West, ones coming out of the UK. There's a lot coming out of the UK.
The UK really had, early on, I think before.
Yeah, the community was there much. Yeah, I mean, there's a long history of the community there. And so, of course, that results in cultural production. And actually, one of the ways in which I sort of merged the two cultures is there would always be these like little cassette tapes. Remember cassette tapes?
Yes.
Do you remember
Of course I do.
There would always be like, I would go down to like Little India in the city that I grew up in. I would get cassette tapes of these like remixes. There was always like a DJ that did a remix of like Bollywood music and Western music. And my mom was always like, what is this garbage? Bakwas kya hai? But this is sort of how I like merged my two cultures, right? Like everybody knows these little, like Bali Sagu, Rishi Rich, all of the Apache Indian.
And it's so interesting you talk about cassette tapes is because when in the 90s, when I was growing up, in the 90s, a film was going to be released. Because we didn't have, at the time, CDs. We obviously did not have online music. So the first used to be the release of the music. So the cassette tapes would get released. Yeah. And also in terms of like the commercial aspect of it, music rights and music sales was a huge part of the advertisement around any sort of film, right? Mm-hmm. So the cassette would be released and then you'd have 10 songs and one or two songs would become like chartbusters.
Yeah, and that would just like dictate the success of the film.
Exactly.
I mean, it still kind of is that way.
Yeah, like, it's just that the marketing system was very different because it would really create an anticipation for a film, right?
Yeah.
Because the music got released, I'd say, 3 months before the actual release. Mm. So people got familiar with it and then you'd have like Philip's top 10 of the top 10 songs of the week. And then eventually the movie got released, right? So yeah, so I think cassette tapes for me was such a, we had such a big collection.
Yeah.
We just go out and buy the newest one that we wanted.
Yeah.
Before a release. So it became such a part. So we had the VHSs and we had all these cassette tapes.
What was your first experience watching? Because have you grown up watching, like, do you remember since, like, your first, what was your first moment remembering watching, like, a Hindi film or, like, something?
I have to say that the first moment of remembering a Hindi film, so there's two.
Okay.
One, I was a kid, and my mom took me to watch a Raj Kapoor movie.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, I think, Ram Teri Ganga Maili, which was the late 80s. And I was super young to actually remember, but we went to a cinema and we watched this, but I have no real memory of the film. I just know that my mom told me that she took me with.
Okay.
Right? My memory of watching a Bollywood Hindi movie in a cinema, not at home,
yeah.
is Hum Aapke Hain Kaun.
Really?
Yeah, in 1994.
Really? That's your earliest memory?
That is my earliest memory. If I go back in time, of course, I remember songs from like an Umrao Jaan, but
sure.
a full movie, which I could like remember and retain that I had watched, and then I'd watched other films before that, I'm sure, but something that really marked me was sitting in a cinema. This was also my first experience in a cinema. I'd never been to a cinema before.
Oh.
So this is the first time I go to a cinema and we're watching Hum Aapke Hain Kaun. And I'm telling myself, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to fall in love with cinema. Right? So that's why...
You had that moment of clarity.
I know it sounds very cheesy. It sounds extremely cheesy. But as you know, my dramatic life, that was the moment when I knew, I'm like, oh my God. And you know how many times I've watched Hum Aapke Hain Kaun. And we'll do an episode on Hum Aapke Hain Kaun. And we'll leave the details for that.
Yes.
But you know my relationship with Hum Aapke Hain Kaun, because this is kind of my first film that I watched that stayed with me,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of I had this like long relationship with.
The first film that I watched in the theaters, my memory is earlier than that, and I'll tell you, but because we're talking about the cinema, my first memory of watching in the theater is, I grew up in Toronto. I don't live in Toronto, so don't come try to find me if you disagree with anything I say, okay? But I grew up in Toronto. Canada, and my first memory was Albion Cinemas, which was like one of the two cinemas in Toronto that played Hindi films.
Oh, wow.
And this was all
back
the way
then.
In the West End, and I lived in the East End. And I remember we went to watch, the intention was to watch Dil Wale Dulhaniya Le Jayenge.
Oh, which was a year after Hum Aapke Hain Kaun.
Yeah, I might have watched Hum Aapke Hain Kaun in the theater, but I don't remember.
It's
unlikely, but it's possible that I did. But the reason I remember this is, we can cut this out if there's a statute of limitations that I'm not beyond yet. But I remember we went to the movie and everybody wanted to watch DDLJ, right? Like it was the movie, right?
Yeah, of course.
And Trimurti was out at the same time.
Yes, a bit later, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was playing in the theater at the same
because
time.
Because DDLJ ran for so many years,
sure.
right? Yeah, it was a long-running movie.
Fine.
Yeah.
But Trimurti, I remember, was playing in the theaters at this time. And I'll tell you why I remember this. We went to the cinema. We had to take like, I don't know, 5 TTC buses. My Toronto people know what I'm talking about. To get there. And we get into the theater. DDLJ is sold out.
Oh, you couldn't get a ticket.
We couldn't get a ticket. So my mom bought a ticket for Trimurti. So I'm like, oh man, we're going to go watch Trimurti. And then my mom like is like, shut up. And she steers us towards the DDLJ cinema. And I'm like freaking out here. Because I'm like,
crashed the DDLJ
show?
We
crashed it. There were 2 seats all the way up in the front.
That is hilarious.
So we went... It crashed a movie that
oh
we
my god, that
tickets
is
to.
Hilarious.
I think, I don't know if Albion Cinemas still exists, but I think we passed the statute of limitations.
Yeah, yeah, you
now,
have.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah.
You're fine.
No,
you're fine. They won't come after you for a ticket. You actually paid for the ticket, though. So
we did
okay.
pay for a ticket, just
a
not
ticket,
that
not
ticket.
Not that ticket. Oh my god, that's so funny. Your gate crashed a DDLJ.
So much of my like connection with Hindi cinema is connected with my mom, whom I lost a couple of years ago. And so this is why this is still like so, so important to me, is because it's this connection to like...
Yeah.
Me and who I am, and of course my mother, because she loved Hindi cinema.
Yeah, so did mine. And I think that's why I feel that obviously the cinema going experience has changed. The way we consume
yes.
content has completely transformed
yeah.
over the past, I'd say, a decade or so. And that's why there's definitely a bit of nostalgia here, because
yeah.
the blockbusters and the star system, it exists, but not in the same
It doesn't exist
way,
anymore, I don't think.
Right?
I think we've lost that.
Yeah, so I think the through this podcast, there'll definitely be these kind of revisits to the classical movie days.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of nostalgia there.
Yeah.
But I'm really happy to be reconnecting and kind of reliving those days of Bollywood cinema and all the movies we watched growing up, and also like some contemporary movies that we still enjoy and talk about and share.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's interesting as well to watch the movies we grew up with now as people who have like grown, you know?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And how cinema has also changed, right?
Exactly.
So, and as part of our kind of the first season, first series of episodes, we'll kind of look at cinema through that lens, that if a film was made, I don't know, in 1991, what does that film mean in 2023-24?
Exactly. Kind of contextualizing it to its time and sort of talking about the norms of that time and yet responding to it as we look, as we revisit it now, you know, grown people.
Yeah. Well, this is all super exciting. I'm so happy that we're finally
working together again
and finally a great start to a wonderful series of discussions. And so what's the first set of movies we're talking about, Chasma?
So the first series will focus on the films we grew up with in the 90s. So sort of the classics. Some of them major hits. Some of them, you know, maybe less hit.
Yeah, less really. Like less popular in terms of commercially famous.
Commercially
successful. Yeah.
But we'll sort of be re-examining. Some of these I've watched before. Some of these are new to me now. So it's like a little nice little mix of things that you've introduced me to and things that I've always been kind of aware of and watching. So that's what we'll be focusing on in series one. And then, of course, subsequent series will let you know what our focus is.
Well, this is all amazing. I'm really, really happy we're doing this and looking forward to the first series of episodes.
Likewise. And we hope you enjoy them as well. Please give us a follow, a share, a like, a subscribe, and looking forward to connecting with you on more Bollywood stuff.